Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday the 10th of October. A new annual attendance record was achieved at York when over 20,000 racegoers gathered on the Naismile last Saturday for the final meeting of the season. It was a third consecutive year of growth at York as they achieved a figure of over 361,000 for the year. The season also included record prize money in excess of £5 million. Although Saturday's big race, the Coral Sprint Trophy, was won by Sirius Prospect, trained in Hertfordshire by Dean Ivory and ridden by Shane Kelly, the day belonged to Midland trainer Mark Johnston and jockey Silvestro de Souza, as they combined to produce three winners, including the victory by Bannock in the Rockingham Stakes, the listed race for two-year-olds. For good measure, de Souza also rode another winner, taking his tally to four, but it wasn't quite enough to land the Living North jockey's title at York, which went to the defending champion jockey Paul Hannigan for the third year in succession. Moulton-based Richard Fahey took the H.A. Fox Jaguar Trophy for being the leading trainer this season at York, a feat he has achieved for the sixth year in a row. Well, as one season finishes, another one begins. Yes, on Wednesday, Weatherby's new season over jumps gets underway, with a seven-race programme starting at 2:20. It's the 21st annual charity meeting in aid of spinal research. The principal race is the Bobby Renton Handicap Chase over the extended 2.5 miles, named after the former Ripon-based trainer who sent out Freebooter to win the 1950 Grand National. Well, it's back to racing on the flat at Redcar on Friday, a seven-race card set to begin at 2 o'clock. One of the feature races is the sixth running of the Sam Hall Memorial Handicap Stakes over 1.75 miles, which commemorates the great Yorkshire trainer who enjoyed a lot of success at Redcar. On Saturday, it's the turn of Catterick, the richest day's racing of the year at the North Yorkshire track. There are seven races altogether, starting at 2:20, and featuring the Tote Scoop 6 Catterick Dash over 5 furlongs. And racegoers at Catterick will be able to see all of the action from the inaugural Kipco British Champions Day at Ascot on the big screen and closed-circuit television system. Then next Monday, the 17th of October, Pontefract season comes to a resounding conclusion. Racing at Pontefract starts at 2:10, and the feature race is the 19th running of the Tote Pool Silver Tankard Stakes, a listed race for two-year-olds over 1 mile. Enjoy your racing.